Hello, this is Dr. Lakin, talking to you on my first podcast here. Today we're going to discuss general blood work, which is something that we do at the time of a physical exam, and just want to review the findings of the general blood work, what we're looking at and what we're looking for. So to begin, if you have a copy of your lab work, you can take a look at it yourself while we're talking about these things. But the blood work is divided really into a few simple sections. The first of the blood tests that we do generally is the blood count, and that includes the three areas of blood that we're interested in: the white count, the red count, and the platelet corpuscle, which is a cell particle. So the white count, we just look at generally making sure that the body is producing a normal amount of white cells and that there are no signs of infection. Generally on a physical, there's no reason to presume or be concerned about infection. We just want to make sure the counts are normal, no evidence of leukemia at all, which can show up sometimes incidentally on a blood test. That's fairly simple. The next count is the red count, and that, of course, it relates to anemia. We want to make sure that your blood counts are in the normal range. There's no evidence of anemia. Generally speaking, that's the most important feature of the blood count. When we're looking at that, there are also a variety of other parameters that are listed that are calculated parameters. The red count is indicated by the RBC, the hemoglobin, and the hematocrit, of which the hemoglobin is generally the most important. Hemoglobin is actually a measured factor or a measured number, and we just want to make sure you're within the normal range. As we get older, we can see some slight variations from the normal, slightly below. We don't get excited about that. Certainly, if somebody's in their anywhere below 75, we generally expect the counts to all be normal and not show any variations whatsoever. But sometimes we'll see a slight variation above the age of 75, a little bit of anemia. We don't worry about that. The other factors that are there on the blood count, MCV, which is mean corpuscular value volume, that looks at the size of the red cell. Sometimes that's helpful in looking at an anemia issue. If somebody has a small red blood cells that is below the normal number, then we worry about iron deficiency. If it's above the normal number, sometimes we worry about B12 deficiency. The other sign that large red cells can indicate is too much alcohol in the body affecting red blood cell production, and size of cells becomes larger. The final component of the blood count is the platelet count. That's the clotting corpuscles. Just want to make sure we're within the normal range, not too high or low. Finally, there's a differential, which tells the different types of white cells. Often there's lots of variation of this during a normal blood count, so we don't worry about this much. We don't get excited if there's slight variations from normal. Sometimes a lab will count extra eosinophil cells, which are allergy cells. That really doesn't mean anything specifically. We tend to be pretty forgiving about variations here in this component of the blood count. Moving on to the next largest portion of the blood work is the comprehensive metabolic panel, or CMP. And in there, we're really looking at two major components. First is kidney function, which are indicated by BUN and creatinine. Second is liver function, which are the seven tests of the liver: total protein, albumin, globulin, alkaline phosphatase, ALT, AST, and total bilirubin. Actually, that may have come out to eight. Those numbers generally should be within the normal range. Slight variations, again, are allowed. Elevated total bilirubin is seen fairly commonly, so don't be excited about that if you see that on your blood work. And that doesn't mean anything. But if we see a general rise in those numbers, a few of those, then I will make comment to you about any concerns that might be going on in mild effects of medication on the liver or alcohol on the liver. As far as BUN and creatinine, those are the measures of kidney function. Again, this is a number that can vary a good bit, especially as we get older. We give a little bit of room for variation there. We don't get excited. Diuretics can vary that number. Certain medications can vary that number. But that's what we're focused on. In addition to the BUN and creatinine, there is something calculated called a GFR, glomerular filtration rate. And that is a calculation based on age, sex, and the numbers of the BUN and creatinine to give an estimated kidney function. And again, a number that we give a little bit of leeway to. We don't get excited. There's slight variations from normal. Above 60 is normal, but as we get older, it's common for us to have some slight dip below that number, and that wouldn't worry us. In addition, we see the electrolytes and the calcium levels. We're looking at those, making sure they're within the normal range. Again, the body wants to stay in balance, and so we need to make sure there are no effects there. Next stop is the cholesterol lipid panel. This is very complicated, and I'll cover this in a separate podcast itself. But generally, we're looking for LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol fraction, below 130. We'd like to see an HDL certainly above 45. The higher the HDL, the better. And total cholesterol, general goal is 200, although usually we're only getting there for taking medication. Some of us get there naturally, particularly women can. Finally, the additions of the routine blood work include for men a PSA, the prostate-specific antigen. Again, I'll handle that in another podcast, and we all know about that. There's a little bit of controversy about that. And for women generally, we check the thyroid because hypothyroid or underactive thyroid is much more common in women than men, so we want to make sure that's within the normal range. Again, a little bit high or low on that. We don't get excited. It also allows us, when we check the TSH, to monitor thyroid hormone supplementation. So if you're taking a thyroid hormone, we would like to get that thyroid level within the normal range. I'll talk on a separate podcast about the TSH specifically, but TSH is inversely related to thyroid level. In other words, if your TSH is elevated, your thyroid is slightly low. If your TSH is low, your thyroid is slightly high. It's in reverse of what you might think. So if you see a high TSH, you think, oh, my thyroid's high. Nope, it's low, actually. And just the opposite, if the TSH is low, the thyroid is actually running a little high. All right, that's just sort of a generic, simple summary of general blood work. Hopefully that's helpful to you. And we'll give you more information about specific aspects of the blood count and blood work that we do in the office on separate podcasts. Look for those. Bye now.